From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, outdoors radio show for the past 15 years, man. We've been doing this show. Very happy to be a part of your day. Thank you so much to all of our affiliates. And thanks to everybody that listens on our podcast at wildmichiganradio.com. Find us on Facebook there as well. We'd love to have you join the conversation if you'd like, or start one. Just let us know what you want to talk about or who you want to hear from here on the show. We'd be happy to get them booked for you. Because we're always looking for new ideas and always looking for things to do. And down here in southern Michigan, Lansing area where I'm at, we've not had much good ice. But our good friend Ed Shaw up at Lake Mitchell at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center says ice is plentiful, but yet so are the anglers. Ed, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Doing great. I hope everybody's doing good there.
We're all doing well, man, and for the first time probably in a long time, you guys have, like, more anglers than you've probably seen in a very long time.
I've never seen it like this in the 10 years I've been at the visitor center. It's just been crazy. Great for the community, though. Great for the businesses in the area. They needed a very much needed boost in economics. But it's just, the place has just been packed.
That's crazy. Now, you got decent ice up there.
Yeah, we have, I would say, adventure 6 to 8 inches most places. And a lot of people are heading up from the metro areas, and even a lot of out-of-staters. Seen a lot of Ohio and Indiana license plates up my way around the Cadillac area. But most lakes we're seeing anywhere from 6 to 8 inches on the smaller lakes, like Lake Misaki, Cadillac, Mitchell, those types of lakes.
Man, that's awesome because, you know, we down here, we've been struggling. I mean, we got 40 degrees today, the day of recording the show, which is middle of the week, and it's been bad. But you guys literally have enough ice to not only support a few people, but a good amount of anglers out there.
Yeah, I've never seen the amount of people we're seeing. I mean, which is kind of the story all year with COVID, right? It's fishing licenses are up, outdoor activities are through the roof this year, but you know, one thing I will say that is, you know, we teach in the hard water schools and the ice fishing schools we got coming up, not next weekend, but the following weekend, is, you know, ethics on and off the ice. And we're getting so many people on these lakes that it's becoming a problem. Parking is an issue. And people aren't being very respectful of other people's property. They're parking in driveways or blocking driveways and blocking roads down to one lane, and it's becoming a real issue in this area. So, you know, I'd like to remind people when they're out there, out and about, when you're looking at where you're going to park and go ice fishing, just to be mindful and be ethical about it, not just on the ice, but off the ice.
Speaking of Ed Shaw, he's up at the Lake Mitchell area at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center. On the Conquest Sense hotline. Ed, I find it, I don't know, I've always found it rather strange because I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy that's going to park in somebody's driveway, somebody's yard, block their mailbox, block their driveway, and think it's okay. The level of entitlement of some people, and you know what? I don't care if you shut the radio off and don't like what you're hearing because it's probably you. Anyway, not you, Ed, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you're offended by this, then good. Maybe you should be.
Oh, go ahead.
No, and it's just, it's really disheartening, and it makes us look bad as sportsmen and women in the state as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of lakes that have ice in the area that are seeing very little to no pressure. Rose Lake, which is a half hour south of here. So you got all these people coming up, passing all these great lakes that we could be dispersing people, and we're seeing just a ton of pressure on these main lakes just because they're well known. And I think it has a lot to do with social media. You know, one guy catches a big walleye, posts it on the social media pages, and everybody runs up here. They all want to fish Cadillac and Mitchell. Well, I can tell you from experience, they're not everybody's doing that good.
Well, you're there. You would know.
The fishing's been good. You know, a handful of folks, especially that when you're using electronics like your Vexilars and you're moving, they're doing well. But the guys who are just setting up on the ice with their shacks and that's where they're camping out all day, I can tell you right now you're probably not going to do very good. You know, ice fishing is just like open water fishing. You know, when you're in a boat, you don't just sit in one spot. You got to move. And that's what we're finding on these lakes. And I scratch my head when I look at all these folks just camped out on the ice. And I just can't believe that, you know, they're not going to be doing very good. So if you do venture out on the ice and you look for these new lakes, you know, move around. Grab your Vexilar, move around, look down the different holes until you find fish. And they're there. They might not be on the social media page, but there's some great lakes out there, I can tell you that.
Speaking of Ed Shaw here on Wild Michigan, I'm Duran Martinez, and Ed, our good friend Lance Valentine has said it best when he talks about people all, you know, like moored up together, you know, rafting together on the Detroit River. Misery loves company. So if one person is not catching a fish, nobody's catching a fish, but yet you're all huddled together like in masses, you know, and I don't understand that mentality either. Or the one guy that gets a fish, hey, let's go over there.
Yeah, you just got to move around and find them, and that's what it's about. And the guys who are getting them on Mitchell and Cadillac, pictures you see on social media, that's what those guys are doing. You know, they're getting away from the boat launches, away from the crowds, and they're moving around. And I know a lot of the guys that are out there, a lot of the locals, that have using their electronics in their favor, and they're getting nice fish. But it's not easy. It's a lot of work. So camping out, you know, and right in front of the boat launches is probably not a good method or advice what we teach in our school. You know, you got to drill out. You drill until you find the fish. And sometimes finding big groups of people, yes, the fish are there. But it doesn't mean that a lot of people are going to be catching them. Not everybody.
Absolutely. Ed Shaw joining us here on Wild Michigan. Lake Mitchell got some ice, but please, and this is coming directly from, you know, the people who live in these places, you know, have a little respect. Watch where you're parking. Watch where you're going. And again, same thing goes for etiquette on the ice. Little common sense goes a long way, and a little courtesy goes a long way as well. It's just, again, man, it just kind of boggles the mind that it looks like we have so many first-timers out there, and that's really not the case.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to bring that up, is just to remind sportsmen to be sportsmen and to be ethical both on and off the ice. And, you know, with the residents in the area are complaining about it, they're talking to the township and they want to close parking. And that's just, to me, you know, that's less access for fishermen. I don't want to see that. You know, I want to see the fishermen to be able to get out on the ice and enjoy the outdoors as much as I do.
You know, and that's the thing, too. That's what you're there for as a interpreter and an educator up there for the Michigan DNR. It's to get people, you know, out fishing to be and have it be enjoyable. You know, this is why we do this, is to have it be enjoyable, not make it miserable for yourself and everybody else.
Yeah, and it's been nuts. It's like I said, I've never seen anything like it. It's been that packed. There's small cities. It reminds me of fishing up in Minnesota where you got roads. I mean, it's literally a small city out there.
Well, at least you have ice, Ed. That's my uncomfortable way of saying, oh, good for you, you have ice. But but we're going to talk more about what you've got going on here in a couple of minutes because, I mean, look, it's a great area to be in. It's a great facility to take the family and learn a few things. We're going to talk a little bit about what Ed's got coming for 2021, despite all the things that have been going on around us. Believe it or not, it's a few things going on. I'm Duran Martinez. You're listening to Wild Michigan. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason, notjustguns.com.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts. all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense, also United Deer Farmers of Michigan, and Not Just Guns. I'm Duran Martinez. I think I mentioned that. So, you know, if you're new, then good. It helps you remember who we are here. Speaking with my good friend Ed Shaw, he is the interpreter up at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center. 2020, a weird year for somebody that likes to educate people and get classes going into the outdoors with, like, fishing and bear hunting and all the other cool stuff that you guys do up there. But you're looking at 2021. Unfortunately, restrictions are still in place. Don't look like they're going to get lifted anytime soon, which I'm not going to go too much farther into that. But you guys are still moving forward.
We are. We're still going to be running our hard water schools, our mushroom clinics, our turkey clinics, our steelhead clinics. And is what it's going to look like, even with the restrictions in place. We're just not going to have the classroom portions in person. We're filming. I'm in the process. I'm almost done filming all of the sessions for the ice fishing schools. And then the students will be able to watch those on their own at home. Prior to the class, Thursday night, we're going to have a live in-person session online, a Zoom or a Teams meeting, so to speak. And then we just meet in person Saturday out on the ice and put to practice and show you hands-on what that will look like, that all those videos, what it looks like in person. And people will get the, you know, set tip-ups, and they'll get all the same content and material that a normal class would get, but most of it will be from the comfort of your own home.
You know, and that's awesome, too, that you guys are still continuing on with that. It's not quite the same as being there in person, but virtually, as I've been watching some of these meetings take place, I've not myself been on a Zoom or a team meeting yet, but I see them firsthand, and it's really kind of a cool way, and it could not have come at a better time.
Yeah, and I think, too, that it will help a lot of people. I get requests all the time of people, I can't make the Saturday class, I can't get out on the ice with you guys, but I'd like to see the classroom. I've had people from California want to do my classes and actually ended up flying out because I didn't have anything for them to watch online or anything like that. So, you know, it's a lot of work getting this set up and filming, but in the future, it'll be nice for a lot of students because they can take that portion of the class, they can see how we're rigging, they can see what we're doing, and we can take them out on the ice. They're getting all the advice from professional fishermen, you know, pros from Clam and Vexilar, HT Enterprises, all those folks are part of the school, and then we're going to show them everything that we talked about out on the ice. So they're not really losing a whole lot of hands-on stuff. You know, we're just going to, normally the stuff we would show them hands-on in the classroom, we're just going to do out on the ice.
That's awesome. And again, I'm glad that you guys are still continuing on despite all the restrictions and everything in place. Because, look, man, the outdoors is someplace we can all enjoy, and there's no limit to the amount of space we have. You know, if you got to use a megaphone, then we'll do that.
But and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, and encourage the students, and I hope everybody realizes we still have restrictions in place when we do outdoor activities. Everyone still has to wear a mask during my programs. We still got to social distance and be 6 feet apart. So I still have to follow all the COVID state guidelines in those programs. But, you know, I'm just happy to be able to run them and show people because, we, like you said, we have all these new ice fishermen. We have all these new people trying to learn and get out in the outdoors. And that's why I do this, is to pass on the knowledge. That's why my instructors do it. You know, we want to teach people. We want to show people what we know and flatten that learning curve for them, you know. And I'm just happy to be outside and being able to teach people.
Absolutely. He's Ed Shaw. I'm Duran Martinez, and we're speaking here on Wild Michigan Outdoors Radio Show. And Ed, the mask is kind of a, I'll look at the one benefit of the mask. When it's cold out, that thing's kind of nice.
Yeah, well, that's the other part, is depending on the weather. And in the past, it's been pretty cold. Everybody wears them anyway.
So, you know,
they got a mask or a scarf on or something over their face, because when you breathe warm air, you'll stay warmer. When you're out ice fishing, I don't know about you, but I think it can be cold. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've heard, but yeah, it's just funny to you know, be able to still get out and do things, even though there's still restrictions even outdoors. But I think there are more people wanting to learn about ice fishing this year because they have the time. They don't have the typical restrictions of work as much as a lot of us would rather be doing work as normal, because it's gotten kind of old. But still, we have this opportunity to get out and do some things that maybe we've never had the opportunity to do in the past.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they have the interest, and maybe they're just unsure, and that's where we come in. And I think that, you know, a lot of people working from home, they just have that extra hour. They don't have to drive into work. Well, they can get to the boat launch that much quicker. So we're seeing, you know, a lot more people out fishing and out on the ice. The shelves in the bait stores, and for example, our local bait shop has been selling out of bait every weekend.
That's so good for these businesses right now, because you know what? So many are suffering because we can't go to restaurants, because we can't, you know. And there was Baraga. I want to salute Baraga County right now real quickly, because I don't know if you've heard this, but they've taken a stance against what's going on at the Capitol. And they say, we are going to be open. We're going to do our thing. And this is from like the head of their county on down through the sheriff and everybody else. They're tired of it, and they're going to do their own thing. They're opening up business. They are going the way that a Uper will go, and that's their own. And I got to say, look, against what a lot of people think about what's going on, I salute them in that respect.
I had not heard that, but, yeah, believe it or not, I don't have a television. We don't watch the news, and I don't watch the paper or follow, other than my fishing pages, I don't like to follow news on social media. I just get out and hunt and fish, so...
Right. Well, I caught that one by accident when it says Baraga County is refuting what the governor is saying, and you know, from the sheriff and the mayor and everybody, all the county officials saying we're open for business. So I'm very happy about that, to be perfectly honest with you, and I would love to see the same, because once everybody's on the same page, how are they going to enforce it? You know, and I'll get some flack for that, and frankly, I don't care. But you know, I'm tired of being locked down in a free country. So, but that's my opinion, and you can send your complaints to wildmichiganradio.com. I'm very good at getting back in a very polite manner. But again, you know, I'm not one to follow the news either. Believe it or not, I am on my my groups on the Facebook page for buying and selling of vintage stuff, my outdoors groups and things of that nature. And sorry to my friends, but I'm not following you guys either. So there it is, unconnected. And connected all at the same time. Disconnected, you might say, right, Ed?
Right.
Ed Shaw, thanks so much for joining us from the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center. Look for them online. We got a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Thanks, Ed.